This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
We're seeing a little bit of overnight strength, Mark. We've got corn up a couple, 3 cents and a, 3.5 cents on the December corn, which of course is in delivery. You got the March corn up about a penny. Beans are up about 2 cents, and the wheat leads us up. Chicago wheat was up another 9.75 in the overnight market as it continues its run a little bit higher on, I think, China demand. And we got more purchases this morning. It was announced that we sold another 372,000 metric tons of soft red wheat to China for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year. So that should hopefully continue to get this wheat market to rally a little bit. Technically speaking, we took out the 100-day moving average last night, so that might encourage a little bit more technical short covering as well.
What do you see as this being a run for China purchasing wheat from the United States? What do you view as the reason for that? And how does the wheat purchases there kind of bring along some of the other commodities in the marketplace with them when that happens?
Well, what it does, especially, well, let me say, they're buying our wheat because they like to buy Australian wheat. Australia's crop is going to be down dramatically from last year's record crop due to weather issues. So essentially, China's trying to source wheat from somebody else. They had a very poor wheat crop. A lot of quality issues. They have wheat, but it's very poor quality. So the assumption is they're buying this wheat as a way to blend the wheat off to make it, you know, a little, you know, the threshold a little bit better. On top of it, though, when you get the wheat to rally, sometimes you will get the corn to get tugged along with it as a feed grain as well. Fundamentally, I guess you could argue a fundamental argument, the funds are record short wheat. They're very short corn. As the funds get squeezed out of the wheat and say, hey, we're taking out that 100-day moving average on the wheat, and we're going to start covering our shorts, sometimes that will pull the corn market up as well.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 2.5 at 4.93 even. January soybeans down 2.75 at 13.02 3/4. January soybean meal down $4.50 at 4.13.30. January soybean oil up 15 cents at 50.41. On the Merck, December live cattle down 50 cents at 168 even. January feeder cattle down 67 cents at 2.14.02. February lean hogs up 2 cents at 69.37. February pork cutout down 55 cents at 81.25, and Class 3 milk up 1 cent at 16.33. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.